Okay, we ask him and you too, you shall be to be a kingdom of Kohanim with Goy Kodosh. Ela Hadavodim, these are the words that should be Asher, you shall speak El Bnei Yisrael. Now, what does it mean over here? A Mamlechus, a kingdom of Kohanim, a kingdom of priests. Okay, so, and a Goy, a nation that is a holy nation. Ela Hadavodim, Asher, you shall speak El Bnei Yisrael. Rashi, we ask him and you too, you shall be to be a Mamlechus Kohanim. Sodim. Okay, a Mamlechus Kohanim, Rashi translates as princes. Now, David is not from Shevet Levi. There is no way David's children can be Kohanim. Because David is not from Shevet Levi. David is from Shevet Yehuda. So when it says that the children of David were Kohanim, in this context, it means they were princes. They were sorry. Okay, they were sorry. So likewise, when it says in the Pasuk, Yatem Hilo Amachas Kohanim, it means you shall be a kingdom of princes. Kohanim does not mean people who do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Cannot possibly be. Okay, what does Unglu say? That Elah next Rashi. Elah Hadvarim lo pachlus v'lo yoser. Hashem says to Moshe, "This is what you shall tell Klal Yisrael." Oh, who do we got there? Who do we got there? Rabbi Leiza. Who do I see there? Your granddaughter. Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? I can't. You're on. Liz, you're on mute. You're on mute, Liza.
Oh, Fellas.
Shalom Aleichem. What's your name?
Paris.
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 A boy. It's a boy. Okay, I thought it was a girl. I couldn't see. Paris. Shalom. Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Maybe you want to give Peretz? That's your name, Peretz?
Yeah.
Peretz Shalom?
Yes.
What grade are you in?
Zero.
Zero? You're in kindergarten? Are you in kindergarten?
Tell everybody, Peretz. Tell everybody you're in Kylo. You're in Kylo. You're not in the school. You're in Kylo.
See, Mayor, it's getting... Yesterday we had that boy from Ontario, and he was in high school, and today we have someone in preschool. So the Kohanim is getting... We're getting better and better every day.
Right? The age is coming down.
Every day. Tomorrow we're gonna have someone who's pregnant.
One of these young guys is going to replace you.
Okay, go right ahead. Go right ahead. Okay, go right ahead. Shalom Aleichem. Okay, so let's see over here. We have over here. Ela hadvarim lo pachus v'lo yoser. Not less and not more precise. The commandment is to teach what Hashem is telling Moshe. When you tell over this message, this is what you shall say exactly. That's a very strange Rashi because, I mean, every time Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. What? So Moshe is allowed to elaborate? To say more, to say less? Of course it means, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. This is what I want you to say to the people, lo ipachos v'lo yoser. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here in this Rashi over here, all of a sudden, lo ipachos v'lo yoser? I don't know. Well, a lot of Rashis lately are really challenging. What the Rashi really means, even the pshat, the simple interpretation of Rashi, what is going on? We need to get that Sefer Rashi Kipshutai. I still can't figure out if that Sefer is in Cherem. I know Chumash Kipshutai is in Cherem. It's the same author. It's the same series. But I didn't see them put the Rashi Kipshutai in Cherem. Only the Chumash Kipshutai. All right, whatever it is. All right, so we have over here Eila Hadarim. Let's see over here. What does it say over here in the Targum? Let's go to the Targum. Commentary. Let's look at the Targum. Targum Unkelis. What does he say, Unkelis? He says, Vatun you tohoin kodomai, Malkin. Excuse me. Malkin Kohanin. Okay, so a mamleches, a kingdom, kings of Kohanim. Excuse me. The Am Kaddish. And a holy nation, Elaine Piskimaya did Simalel in Bnei Yisrael. Now, over here, for some reason, they put this in bold. I'm not sure why they put it in bold. So we're going to go over here and take a look in our sefer called Ma'at Sori, Parshas Yisro, Perek 19, Pasuk Vav. And it says here as follows, Malkin, Milochim, Kings. Perush, Malachas, Koyhanim, Shem, Shnei, Toarim, Malkim, Vekoyhanim, V'loy perush mamleches ki perushoi b'chol mokam shu kimoi melucha. U'lefi ze mamleches tiye targumoi mal kivas kimo b'midbar. Okay, I don't really know what he means to say. I don't know. He's saying over here something which is over my head. And then he says, malchim kohanim, melochim shem gam kohanim, kings which are kohanim, v'ayin targim yirs v'nuzil. U'deloi kerashi v'rabinu yoyna sheperushu sodim. Sharei loy tirgim rav rivin kederech shetirgim koin oin rabu de oin vikoinim oin. Okay, so he's saying over here koyhanim means literally kings, and he says to look in the targum yoinus and benuzil. So let's do something that we usually do not do. We don't do this, but he says to go look. So we're gonna go look. I'm curious. Targum yoinus nal shemois. Let's see. Viatun tohoin kodemai malkin kitirei kalila. What does that mean? What does that mean? The kahanim mishamshimin, the am kadish ilain piskamaya demalil in bnei Yisrael. Let's go to the English. And be before me, and before me you shall be crowned kings and sanctified priests and a holy people. So it seems that Targum Yonason ben Uziel, Targum Yonason clearly means a priest, as one who does the service. One who does the service in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have over here achieved our goal of creating a machlokes between Rashi and Ungulus. Okay, over here Rashi says, Rashi over here, and our Targum Ungulus says, V'atun tiyan kodamai malkin kohanin. Kohanin means a priest. In Aramaic, if the Targum wanted to translate it like Rashi, it means princes. Targum should have said Malkin Rav Rivim, kings that are great, like a Rav, Rav Rivim. Targum Ungulus did not do so. He translated it as Malkin Kohanin, a Kohen. So it says that explicitly in the parish of Yerushalayim and Uziel. So we have over here a Machlekes in Rashi and Ungulus as to the translation of the word Kohanim. Does Kohanim mean a priest, or does Kohanim mean someone that is a great, a prince? Machlekes Rashikos. Okay, very good. Okay, what else do we have? Any other interesting piece of information? No, I think that is it. Now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk 7. Vayavay Moshe, Moshe goes, Vayigal Zignayam, Moshe goes, and he calls to the Zignayam, Vayasim Lufnayim, Eskol Hadavarim Vayil Hashem Tziva Hashem. Moshe goes, and he calls to the elders of the people, and he presents in front of them all of the words which Hashem commanded him. Rashi, what does it say over in Rashi? There is no Rashi on Pasuk Zayin. Let's go to Targum Ungulus. Va'aso Moshe l'kol l'sadei amo. Moshe went, and he called the elders of the people. V'sadar kodo mehon. He arranged before them. Yoskol pisko mayo. Hoilin, all of these matters, de facto, Hashem commanded. All right, anything here that draws our attention? Not really. I don't over here. Visadar. No, there is a word over here. Visadar. V'cheinu b'michulta rishon rishon nachon achron kolemar higid lachem hadavodim k'tzeder sheshava mipi agvur v'chein tergim eila hamishvotim asher tosim lefneim de tisader ayin mashkosav sham. Okay, so we have over here talking something very interesting. Very interesting. Something you didn't pay attention. It says the word Vayosem. Vayosem Lifnehem. He put before them. Now, how would you translate these words in Aramaic? I don't know, but you would not translate the word Vayosem with the word Visadar. The word Visadar has a connotation, order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everything has to go in the proper sequence. And that is what it means, Vayosem. And Rashi, maybe we can explain. We can explain now, maybe we can have an appreciation of what Rashi is in the previous pasuk. In the previous pasuk, it says, V'yatem t'ilu b'nei mamlechas gam goygosh, Eile hadavod masher t'daber, you shall speak. El b'nei Yisrael, Eile, So Rashi in Pasuk 6 said, Eile ha-devarim loy pochois v'lo yoyser. I ask you the question, what's bothering Rashi? Why did Rashi have to say loy pochois v'lo yoyser? So I think we're gaining insight. This is a very interesting experience I'm having now. Because Unkelus, here's the question. There's someone even wrote a sefer called, a whole series called What's Bothering Rashi? So Taka, what's bothering Rashi? Eila hadronim, lepachos v'lo yoyser. So I want to suggest to you, what was bothering Rashi is the targum of the next pasuk. The next pasuk it says, Vayavoy Moshe, Vayikra lezikne ha'am, Vayosem lefnim. He puts in front of them. It says here, Vayosem lefnehem. Vayosem lefnehem means what? He puts in front of them. What does the targum say for Vayosem lefnehem, Unkelus? Unkelus says, Visadar. That is not a usual word. Visadar is that word is a word that's unusual. Because Vayosem simply means he presented. The word Sadar has a connotation that there was an orderly arrangement. Moshe prepared a shir. He stayed up the whole night. He gave out handouts. He had a bulletin board. And he had made a presentation. And he had a summary, you know, like give a... It's one thing you go and you have a meeting, and everyone come together and you schmooze. And then you have a presentation, a State of the Union address, a teleprompter with your notes and your jokes, and there's a protocol of exactly how you begin, how you end, what you say in the middle, how you summarize. Every little thing is scripted and it is arranged. The word Vayosem Lefneim, the Targum translates as Visadar. So I ask you the question, normally we have Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe, Lemar. Does Rashi ever comment Lepachos v'lo yoyser? Never. Why? Because that appears to be more of a casual conversation with Klal Yisrael. Here, Eila Hadvarim, in the next pasuk, Visadar. Now Rashi, by the way, does not comment on this on the words in this pasuk. There's no Rashi altogether. But maybe this one little word over here is what triggered Rashi back in Pasuk Vav to say Lepachos v'lo yoyser. Rashi learns Vayosem. The word Vayosem actually means with precision, exactly. Okay, let's now go on to the next pasuk. Next pasuk, Vayayinu cholom v'yachta v'yomu kol asher dibar Hashem na'aseh. This is not the famous pasuk. The famous pasuk of Na'aseh v'nishma is in Parashas Mishpatim, not in Parashas Yisro. All it says over here is, Vayanu chol vayomu kol asher dibar Hashem na'aseh, we will do. Na'aseh. Vayoshev Moshe returned his dibar ha'am el Hashem, the words of the people to Hashem. Let's see Rashi. Rashi on this pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe es dibar ha'am b'yom hamachras Moshe. Return the dibar ha'am when? On the next day. Shu shlishi. Shere b'hashkama ol, he went up early. V'chitzor choye Moshe l'hashiv. Okay, so then he's asking a question. Does Moshe have to go back and tell Hashem what the people answered? Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows all the secrets. El ba kastav la metcha derech eretz mi Moshe shaloi omar hoil v'yodea mi shesh lochani eini tzarech l'hashiv. I don't need to answer. In other words, Hashem knows everything. So it's not necessary for Moshe to return to Hashem and say the response of the Jewish people. So why then did Moshe go back to Hashem and tell Hashem what the people said? Derech Eretz. What is Derech Eretz? If someone sends you on a mission, it is proper for you to return back and say, I have done your bidding. Even though Hashem knows that, doesn't matter. You deal in the way of Derech Eretz. So Rashi here says, two yisoidos, two principles are being taught by Rashi in this pasuk. Number one is Moshe returned on the third day of Sivan. The first day they arrived, and And on the second day, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, I want you to speak to the people and ask them if they tell them if they want to be mekabel the Torah. So there was a conversation between Hashem, and then Hashem spoke to Moshe, and Moshe went and he told the people exactly what Hashem said. And then, on day three, Moshe returned and told Hashem what the people said. Okay, Moshe returned. Okay, Vayomer Hashem. Now, by the way, this is very interesting. What it says, you know, there is something called Yoim HaMeyuchas. Okay, this is a very interesting thing, is that on Sivan, in the month of Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first day of Sivan, you don't say Tachlin because it is Rosh Chodesh. On the third day of Sivan, you also don't say Tachnun. 3, 4, and 5, these are the Shloishas Yemei Hagbola, the 3 days of preparation. Hashem says, Hagbel Asar V'kidashtoi, and that's on day 3, 4, and 5. And day 6 is Kabbalah Sator. So you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Tachnun on day 3, 4, 5. Question. Do you say Tachnun on day 2? And the Minhag Yisrael is not to say Tachnun on day 2. And the reason is because day 2 is called the Yoim HaMeyuchas. What does it mean, the Yoim HaMeyuchas? So there are many answers. But one of the answers that we just learned, that we learned in the past, we started today, is tell the people, V'atem Tihiyuli Mamleches Kohenim V'goy Kodesh Eilach HaDavarim Asher Daber El Bnei Yisrael. This pasuk is what Hashem said to Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael on the second day of Sivan. How do we know that this took place on the second day of Sivan? Because the next pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe leikvul zikne vayesmal yiskol and shetzivol vayanu cholam vayom akoshet yisrael nase." And now when it says "Vayoshev Moshe as divrei amel Hashem," that was the next day, on day 3, as Rashi says, "Biyom amocharos shushlishi." Moshe went to Shemam early in the morning. So, therefore, that has to then mean that Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, V'atem tinyuli mamlachas koinim v'goy kodesh, and Moshe went and told us the Klal Yisrael, that took place on the day before, on day two. That's why day two is called the Yoim HaMeyuchas. And that's why we don't say Tachrin. It's a special day of special where Kadosh Baruch Hu told us that we are going to be for him a kingdom of Amalekas, Kohanim, and a great Kaddosh. It's a very special day, and that's why it's called Yom Yuchas, and we do not say Tachnon. Okay, but in this Rashi, it says Rashi said that Moshe returned, went on day 3 in the early morning, and then it's teaching us another principle. It's the reason why Moshe had to go back and tell Hashem, even though Hashem certainly knows everything that goes on, is to teach us Derech Eretz. What does it say in the Targum? The Targum says, Va'asivu kol amo kachado, they responded in unison as one. Va'amaru, and they said, kol di malel Hashem nabeid, we will do. Va'asev Moshe, and Moshe returned, yos pisko me amo, the words of the people, kodom Hashem, before Hashem. Okay, I think it's pretty straightforward. Let me see in the Ma'at Tzadi if he has anything to say. Kachada, like one, Yos Piskama. Okay, he says something which I don't understand, so we'll move right there. Next, Pasuk 9. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. So get out, it's day 3. It's now day 3. Hine Anochi Barlecha Ba'av He'onon, I will come to you in a cloud. In an Av He'onon. That's a play on the word. That's repetition. An Av is a cloud, and an onon is a cloud. So why does it say it twice? An av henon obviously means in a thick cloud. Bavur, why? Yishmachon bedarbi yimach, the people will listen when I speak to you. V'gam b'chon yu yaminu, they will believe le'olam. V'yaged Moshe, es divrei ha'amel Hashem. Now, I don't understand. Moshe already returned. What's going on over here? Simple pshat. It says in Pasuk 8, it says, Vayoshev Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. And that means Moshe replied and said, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nase. Right? Vayomu Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nase. Vayoshev Moshe Stivrei Ha'om El Hashem. Now he says, Vayomu Hashem Moshe Hinei Nochi Bolech Bava Onan. Vavu Yishma'am B'dar B'yimach. V'gam Mechalem Inu Li'olam. Vayageid Moshe Estivrei Ha'om El Hashem. Wait. What? Moshe did not yet go back and talk to the people. What exactly is he telling the people? It already says that he was Yoshev as Divrei HaMel Hashem. And here it says, not Vayoshev, but Vayageid. What's the chilik between Vayoshev and Vayageid? And what is the content that Moshe replied to Hashem? So we have to go to Rashi. What does Rashi under this pasuk say? First it says, I'm going to come to you in a thick cloud. Okay, over here in the English, they translate the word av, he'onan, a thick cloud. Av is a cloud, and on is a cloud. When you double it, it means a thick cloud. What does Rashi say? Bema'ave he'onan. Okay, what does that mean? I don't know. It sounds like the same thing, a thick cloud. Vizehu arofel, a new vocabulary word. We have many, many words in Chumash to describe clouds. There's a cloud, an av, there's an enon, there is choshech, and there is arofel. What is arofel? So Rashi tells us, teaches us, that arofel is nothing more than the combination of the word av and onon. Av means a cloud, onon means a cloud. What's the difference between the two? I really don't know. I have no idea. But Rashi does say that when you combine these two words together, av and onon, it equals arofel. And arofel is a certain unique type of cloud. You have to remember that when dealing with something that's spiritual, the sum is greater than the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So even though there's an av, it may equal 5, and onon may equal 5. 5 plus 5 does not necessarily equal 10. The sum of the parts is greater than I forgot how the expression goes. However the expression goes, and over here Rashi says be'avanon be'ma'aveh ha'anon v'zeh arafel. The gam b'cho, not only I'm going to come to you in the cloud, and they should listen when I speak to you, and the gam b'cho yaminu, they will believe le'olam. Gam, what's the word gam? Gam usually comes to add something that's not obvious. And in this context, it's coming to add the prophets. Gam b'nevim haboim acharecha, the prophets that come after you, they will also believe. In the 13 animamins, there are two separate animamins for prophecy. One is for Moshe, and one is for everyone else. Moshe is in the league by himself. It's very, we always talk about this. The 13 animamins the Rambam has distilled all the principles of faith into its purest form. You wouldn't expect the Rambam, no one would ever expect, if anyone was given this task on their own, to present the basic principles of faith of Judaism, no one, not even one person, would take prophecy and break it up into two parts. You would say, if you would be as so wise to include the concept of prophecy in the basic fundamentals of Judaism, very good. You're on the same. You like the Rama. You're wise to realize how critical it is to appreciate the principle of prophecy. But would you break up prophecy into two separate principles? There's the prophecy of Moshe, and then there's the prophecy of everyone else. You would say, it's all the same thing. Moshe is the chief. He is the top. And there are other prophets, and there are different levels. There are different levels of prophecy, but it's all the same ballpark. It's all the same game. And yet the Rambam, it's a shocking thing. The Rambam, only 13 principles, and it's necessary that there should be two of the 13 should be two completely different concepts. The prophecy of Moshe and the prophecy of everyone else. And in this pasuk, we're learning about that for the very first time. Moshe, your prophet. The Gam in Chazal's eyes is a ribuy. It comes to expand the scope. But not just expand, but sometimes to give over a new concept. And Rashi here is telling us from the Nechilta, Gam ba'nevim habo'im acharecha, the Jewish people will believe in them. Okay, that's not so easy to believe in someone, to do whatever they tell you to do, as prophecy. And that's coming from the Pasuk of Yeh, the Gam b'choy minul yolam. Then it says, Vayageid Moshe Stivir Ha'am, B'yom Acharashuhu Reveal HaChodesh. Now, what does that mean? Moshe, what are the words? So the next Pasuk, the next Rashi tells us the secret. The next Rashi, Stivir Ha'am, Teshuva Al Davazeh, Shamati Mihem, Sheritzoinam L'shmoya Mimcha. A very beautiful Rashi. So over here, Rashi is injecting a lot into the story that it does not say in the Pasuk. In this one, Pasuk 9, this Pasuk 9 is spanning 2 days. And it's spanning a journey up and down in the elevator. There is an elevator on Har Sinai. You ever go to Har Sinai? They have an elevator. You got to go up to Shemayim. So Moshe first, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bar Lecha. This is on day three. Moshe is the continuation of the previous Pasuk 8. Moshe early in the morning goes up to Shemayim and says, Ribbono Shalom, of good news to tell you. Klal Yisrael, they said, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naseh. So Hashem says, excellent. Now, I want you to go back and tell them that tomorrow I'm going to come, it doesn't say exactly when. Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to go tell them, I will descend from heaven in a cloud and I will speak to you only. Only you. And they, if they wish, can come and eavesdrop. They can stand around the mountain and they can listen to our private conversation. This is the very powerful stuff now. This was the original plan A for Matan Torah. You know, in creation, what is in creation? The whole world's on pins and needles. Will the world exist, waiting for that momentous day of Matan Torah? So what was Matan Torah? Hashem comes down, and Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, all the Aseres HaDibros from beginning to end. And in fact, we're brainwashed in believing that it didn't go according to plan. Hashem was supposed to say all of the Dibros, but after Hashem said the first two, we couldn't take it anymore. It was too overwhelming. So he said to Moshe, you know what? You go and just tell us what Hashem says. It's too scary to hear Hashem speak to us directly. So the original plan, we believe, is plan A was Hashem was going to speak to Klal Yisrael all of the Aseres HaDibros. Along comes this Pasuk, Parashas Yisro, Pasuk Tes, and says, guess what? You got it all wrong. Plan A, from the time of Maaseh Bereishis, was Hashem would speak only to Moshe. That's it. And everyone else will listen. You can stand around the mountain and you get an earpiece and you get to listen, you get to eavesdrop. So Moshe goes and tells this information to Klal Yisrael on day 3. And Klal Yisrael says to Moshe, no, we don't like that. We don't like that. We don't want Hashem to go talk to you and we should sit in the audience and listen. This is not a concert. Let Hashem come and talk to all of us. Hashem will come and you'll also be there. Hashem will talk to the whole everyone. We don't want to go, Hashem should talk to you, and we're going to listen to what Hashem is going to eavesdrop. No, let Hashem come talk to all of us. So Moshe goes back the next day, early in the morning on day 4, to tell Hashem that Klal Yisrael has rejected your offer. They don't want you to go talk to me and they'll listen in the background. They want you to talk directly to them. That's how Rashi learns the simple pshat in this pasuk. Okay, simple pshat. So Nachum of the pasuk, according to Rashi. Rashi says, when is this? This is day 3. We're now on day 3. Moshe is in heaven. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hinei Anochi, good, I'm going to come to Klal Yisrael. When? Doesn't tell us when. Hinei Anochi bo elecha, I'm going to come to you, only you, Moshe, be'av he'onon, in this thick cloud, a double cloud, an av and an on, together it makes two into the arofel. What is the arofel? I have no idea. But it is the combination of the av and the onon. Bavur, so that yishma ha'om, the people, Klal Yisrael, will hear the Torah that I transmit to you, bidabri imach, when I speak to you. And then when I speak to you, they'll be so overwhelmed that they'll hear, wow, Hashem is talking to Moshe, giving him the Torah, and they're going to listen to the conversation, you and Hashem. It will make such an impression upon them that for all future generations, even the prophets that will take over for you, the next generation of prophets, the gam b'cha, you they'll believe in, but also the gam yaminu li'olam. Period. You should really put a period over here. Moshe descends, goes into the elevator, and he goes down to the bottom of the mountain. He comes out. He says to Klal Yisrael, "Guess what? I just had a conversation with Hashem, and he told me to tell you that he's going to come to me in a cloud. He's going to transmit the whole Torah." And you can all come and listen. You can listen to the conversation. We'll stream it live. So the people say to Moshe, no thank you. That's not the way we do business here. If Hashem wants to give us the Torah, let him speak to us directly. Come down, we'll prepare a nice meeting, nice open space. He can come and we'll all gather around and he'll speak to us directly. So Moshe says, okay. So now we have to add into the pasuk, he waited until the next day, the beginning of the 4th day, he returns to heaven, and Vayagid Moshe, Devrei Ha'om, El Hashem. Okay, so let's read all the Rashi's one more time. Be'av He'onon, Be'mare He'onon, Be'mave He'onon, V'zarofel, V'gam Echagam B'nevim Ha'bo Macharecha, the next generation of prophets, that's a very big chiddush. Vayas already two chidushim, Arofel, and the difference between Moshe and all the other prophets, the two animamins. Vayagin Moshe is the rain, Biyom Amochoros. How does Rashi know that? Rashi says that what Hashem says, right, he's eating a lot of Biyom Amochoros, Shuvilo Chedish. First, Moshe doesn't say in the pasuk, Moshe went down and he told Claudius what Hashem said, and then the pasuk says Moshe returned. When did he return? He returned the next day. Rashi is adding so many things into this pasuk. Moshe listened. He went down. He related the message. The people rejected it. And now he waited to the next day to return to tell Hashem what the people said. That's a lot of information that it does not say in the pasuk that Rashi has injected into this pasuk. That's quite a pill to swallow. And what exactly did Moshe say to Hashem on the next day, as Divrei Ha'am, Teshuv al Davrazeh, the people's response, Shamati Mehem, Moshe says to Hashem, I heard from them, Sheritzoinem l'shmoy memcha. In other words, Hashem, they have rejected your offer. They don't want to listen to a conversation between you and me. They don't want to do that. Eino doyme ha-shemeh pi ha-shliach le-shemeh. They won't hear from you. They told me, it is our will. Let us witness our king with our own eyes. Let him say the Torah to us directly. Incredible. It's incredible what Rashi learns in Shah in the Pasuk. He's quoting from the Mechilta. Okay, it's not his Chidushim, it's the Mechilta. And it's telling us that the way we know about Matan Torah was not the way it was meant to be. The way Matan Torah was meant to be from Hashem's perspective was a private conversation between Hashem and Moshe, and we would just listen. And Klal Yisrael wanted more. And they said, we want to be the part, we want to hear directly, you should speak directly to us. Okay, now let's see the Targum. Targum is going to shake this up. V'amar Hashem l'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Ho'ano I, misgali lech be'eva da'anona. Now, if you notice here in this edition, he put the word miskali in bold. It's not what it says in the pasuk. Hine onochi bo elecha. I will come. He translates the word bo elecha as I will reveal myself. That's a chiddush. I will reveal myself. Be'eva da'an on a cloud. Be'dil so that. The Yishmama, my people will listen. Be ma lo lusi imach, when I speak to you. V'yaf boch ya yem yun le olam, they'll believe in you forever. Fine. V'chavi Moshe yos piskamei amok kodom Hashem. He doesn't regard the uncles of the mamash. He doesn't tell anything. He doesn't explain. He leaves out all that stuff. Okay, but he does say the word iskali. Let me look at my sefer here. What he says over here, pasuk tes. He says over here, anom miskali. I will reveal myself. Lo tirgim bo, okay, he doesn't say the word I will come. Yerin Hashem, okay, you can choose the jungle of Baba, Kusham Koma Odo, Hagashmis, Ulafichach Tirgim Blush and Gilashkin Avraman, Chilik Vesevish, Shunkless, Neshagel, Tam Yudum, the Kabul, the Mirakas, Shulkin, the Gilash and Skablish, and the Moder Kabut, Voyashi Hei Bo, or Yerin Hashem, I'm a matter, Oikas Raman, the Muflu, the Kain, the Muflu, the Chokmas, Unkless. So his kid b'mayim harsina yikro da Hashem or inemro da Hashem, k'mo yishatirgim to the iskal alohi yikro Hashem, v'le tirgim anohu miskaloch. All right, I don't know everything you're saying over there, but one thing I did pick out of this, and that is, this is very interesting. This is really, really, very, very, very geschmack. We always mention this principle, this difference between Rashi and Unkelus. Unkelus. It's anathema for Unkelus to translate a pasuk with the connotation will give you the impression that Hashem is your buddy. That Hashem is, you know, Hashem, he comes, he talks to me. Hashem, you know, we have a conversation. Hashem has a hand, the Yod HaChazaka. Hashem has an arm. Hashem has a chariot. The Targum was out of his mind. He said, no. Ribbono shel Olam is not Gashmius. He doesn't have physical features. He doesn't come to people. Have respect. Have awe. And that's why the Targum always says, Kodom Hashem. Rashi, when you learn Rashi, you always get the impression that the Ribbono shel Olam is my buddy. You know, like it says, like I always tell you, the ultimate Rashi is V'hissalachti b'soichachem. Rashi says that Hashem says, I will walk together with you in Gan Eden. I'll frolic about with you in Gan Eden, and you won't even be afraid of me. Targum hears words like that. Targum cannot deal with something like that. So he says over here in the Ma'at Sari, the reason why the Targum says, I will reveal myself, is because to translate the words, I will come, violates the cardinal rule of the Targum, that Hashem is not a person. Hine onoichi bo elecha sounds like Hashem is like a human being. I'm going to arrive on the scene. Here I am, get in my car, call an Uber, put on my coat, and show up. Chas v'shalom. How could you fathom how could you consider talking like that and viewing Hashem as an entity of Gashmius? The word Bo is a very dangerous word when you apply it to Hashem. Therefore, the Targum had no choice but to translate the word Bo as I will reveal myself. When you talk about a revelation, there is no gashmius. There is a hiskalos. There is a revelation. I don't know what that means exactly, but it's like a prophecy. There is a revelation of Hashem, but it takes away any physical form of Hashem's presence. So therefore, when Pasuk says, Hinenochi bo, I'm going to come to you. Oh, I'm going to come. What is Hashem? Hashem is a human being. Chas v'shalom. So Rashi has no problem with this. Rashi never had a problem with this. Rashi, sometimes he says things just like this. Rashi doesn't even talk about it. He doesn't even bother to talk about it because Rashi never has an issue with these things. But the Targum is extremely sensitive to giving, to allowing a person to be misled and think that the Ribbono Shel Olam has any mashu of gashmius. Hashem is kula ruchni and is above and beyond our comprehension, and that is why he translates with bo to iskali, a revelation. Okay, so a very good yesod that we always discuss in the shir. All right, we have to stop over here. Thank you very much for learning with me. And Mir Tashem, tomorrow we'll do the Siddur. Okay, I got a new Sefer, Herschel Schachter, on the Siddur. So I'm going to try to prepare something from that Sefer tomorrow, for tomorrow's shir, 7:15. Okay, everybody, have a good night. Thank you for coming. All the best. Dr. Fastak, thank you for coming. Zayg, nice to see you.
Thank you, Peretz, for coming.
Peretz Shalom, our new member. Peretz Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Be well. Be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night, Mr. Miss Grande. All the best.
You too. Thanks. Good night.